Joining us now in studio, we have a trio of folks from 50 North, Northfield Senior Center. We have with us Craig Swenson, as we always do. Craig, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Also, Chris Allison. Chris, welcome back. It's been a while.
Thank you.
I know you're up early in the morning. You're that early morning person.
Oh, am I ever not.
And we also have Marcy Kramer. Marcy, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This is your first time here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. How long have you been at the Senior Center?
Just over a year.
All right. Well, welcome to the K Wyman Studios.
Thank you.
We want to talk about some programs that are going on. Where do we want to start off with? Chris, you're the veteran here. you can kind of lead Marcy through it. Let's talk about what you have going on. Tell us about it.
I was contacted a few months ago by St. Olaf, who was going to be putting together a program to deal with the polarization of America.
Mm-hmm.
And using the skills of a nonprofit organization, an organization that was started in 2016 called Better Angels, which works to teach people how to talk across the political divide. And it was a very compelling program that they have. And so we started to partner on this. A couple of weeks ago, we had a skills workshop, where that was open to the public and started the idea of these conversations. And then on Saturday, the 13th, there is an intense six-hour workshop where we have an equal number of left-leaning liberals, blues, and right-leaning conservatives, red, who are going to go through a more intense training. And they're going to be having guided conversations that'll bring out common stereotypes and an awareness of each side of what the other thinks. That, for example, what reds think, blues think of them.
Uh-huh.
And then there are also going to be guided conversations on how to have a conversation, how to listen, and how to speak in a way that will decrease the likelihood of misunderstanding and to be able to work toward the idea that we all have the same goals. It's the methodology that we can have disagreements about. But the idea is to have a civil discourse with people of different political leanings. But these are also skills that would come in handy for different football leanings, Craig, and other areas that would make Thanksgiving far more pleasant. The thing that's different about this program than most of our others is that registration comes through me, because we do have to have equal numbers of red and blue when people call or email me to register, and they have to be registered in order to attend. They need to identify themselves as red or as blue, and mm-hmm. we don't have a registration system that allows that. It also can go be available to independents, but independents either have to say, I'm an independent but lean left, or and I'm an independent and lean right, or if they are absolutely apolitical, then they're an observer.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, I know a lot of people who say, boy, this is, you know, the civil discourse is something that's missing out of the conversation mm-hmm. here. You hear that a lot, but usually it's by the middle of the road people. The left and the right seem to be set, at least the far ends of the left and the far ends of the right. Is that the ones you're looking for, just to be able to have conversations with each other?
We are looking for people who definitely lean one mm-hmm. way or the other, but one of the important things is that these people have to be willing to listen to the other side. This program does not work toward changing somebody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
I really think our democracy functions best with differing opinions, but it cannot function. Mm-hmm. If people with differing opinions can't even speak together. So much our political system now, the numbers in the House and the Senate tend to be close, and they will continue to be close after mm-hmm. this election. With that, legislation is going to inevitably require conversations and compromise. But if you don't know how to talk to somebody, that can't happen.
Very interesting. So during the course of the event that you're talking about, I'm really not talking about politics so much. I mean, they're not going to talk so much about maybe healthcare or this or that or the other thing. It's how to talk about
it's
those.
How to talk. Mm-hmm. And this program is free. Mm-hmm. Lunch will be served. They just need to call me. You can call 50 North directly and ask uh-huh. to be put through to my number. Or you can send me an email, and my email is chris.ellison@50north.org, all lowercase.
All right. Grace, well, good luck with that. It seems like a worthwhile program, and hopefully you'll fill that up.
Well, you know, we need to give it a shot. And mm-hmm. we also aren't doing much advertising with this because it's limited to 8 people on either mm-hmm. side. That's our maximum. It's going to be done by people who are expertly trained on doing this. And so you will be discussing political issues, mm-hmm. but in an apolitical way.
Yeah. And I guess would the theory then be that those 16 people go out and talk to spread the word after that?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
It's always the possibility of, if people are interested, letting 50 North know that they'd like to have the large group skills workshop done again. Mm-hmm. And the people that come down to do the training are from Minneapolis, and so it would be an easy thing to get them to do another large group.
All right. We'll see where that goes in the future. Yeah, the political conversations can easily divide, friends and family. But one thing that brings everyone together is aqua therapy, that I found out. And 50 North has that covered as well. Let's move it over and talk with Marcy. You've got a new aqua. Is this new aqua therapy that
yes.
you're starting up?
Yes, it is.
Tell us about it.
Well, I'm a physical therapist, mm-hmm. And I do water aerobics classes at 50 North for groups. And so we're kind of bringing this into an individualized, kind of like a personal training.
Okay.
So you can come in for aqua therapy to relieve your joint pain or to address some balance issues for everything from just general strengthening to designing a program that you can do on your own in the pool at 50 North.
Hmm.
So lots of different applications.
Yeah, it sounds like it does have some. And mm-hmm. this is, aqua therapy is different than swimming. Is
correct.
It? You're not doing laps.
No. We're doing lots of different movements in the pool. We have different resistive tools and just everything from like leg exercises and balance exercises to you can do a good arm workout in the pool. You can get your heart rate up quite mm-hmm. a bit in the pool. And, you know, we have different tools in this shallower water and deeper water. And there's a lot of things. The other thing that the pool is great for is pain management
mm-hmm.
because it really is the only place where you can 100% relax your muscles and just float. And, you know, especially for people who have neck problems or back problems, I would challenge them to see how your body feels after an hour in the water. I think they'd be surprised.
Now, is this type of program, is that for everyone, or do they need to have a certain level of physical fitness? Or
no, I wouldn't definitely not say that there's a baseline level mm-hmm. of physical fitness. I've had people who, for aqua therapy, who have difficulty standing outside of the pool
mm-hmm.
And who do very well in the pool. And we do have a lift system. If somebody has difficulty walking into the pool, we can use a physically lift and lower them into the pool. I have had people who are afraid of water, and we just stay in the shallow end. I have a lady who comes to my group fitness class regularly that is afraid of water. But if you are like, you know, deathly won't even go near the water, that might impede your ability to participate. But no, there's not like a basic fitness level required.
Don't bring your cat.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And they sign up for this or get more information, how?
You can contact Craig or you can contact me.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact Craig at the senior center at the 50 North at the main number,
mm-hmm.
Or by email. And then you can contact me as well.
All right.
And by email, text, phone, and Craig has all my information.
Yeah, you have some brochures. I imagine you could probably pick one of
yes.
these up at 50 North.
Yes.
All right. Well, best of luck with that. Sounds like another great program. Craig, anything from you? Anything else to wrap it up?
Just one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know a huge part of Northfield is the arts here in Northfield. We do have two great artists that have a wonderful display up at 50 North. We have our gallery at 50 North, and it is Becky Jokla. She is doing pastels. I have to admit, both of them are fantastic, but as I walked by those pastels, as they were hanging them, I asked them, where did they get those photography from? Because
mm-hmm.
they look so amazing. I mean, they're just wonderful pictures. And then we have amazing stonework from Joe Tromozak. And their art reception, their open art reception, will be Tuesday, October 9th at 4 p.m. It's free to the public. The art will be up and displayed for the whole entire month. Anybody can come and go at any time to come and see the artwork that we have hanging at 50 North. It's absolutely gorgeous.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for coming in. Those are some great programs that you have. The great programming continues at 50 North. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next month.
Well, thank you.
All right. That is Craig Swenson along with Chris Ellison and Marcy Kramer from 50 North, Northfield's Senior Center. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.